Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 29th of August, recording at 10 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, here are the two key points that I want to start this broadcast with. First, the important point is that this is not a bear market for most stock market indices, although inevitably some forecasters have become a little bit more alarmist as markets have been roiled, mostly to the downside, here in recent weeks. However, this is a very volatile readjustment process because the world knows that the USA will most likely wind down the mother of all liquidity programs, quantitative easing, otherwise described as QE, over the medium term. Now, Fuller Money has been issuing cautions about this monetary readjustment since at least the second quarter, and many stock markets peaked around May of this year. For a somewhat exaggerated template of what is happening, I would like to suggest that you have a look at the share price of Apple on a weekly basis. Now, I'll also post that in my copy here today. But of course, you can find it in the library at any time. And well, Apple's basically look at Apple because it's ahead of the cycle. And I will emphasize here that it's a souped up version. In other words, it's a more dramatic example because it moved higher than the other autonomies. And it peaked in September of 2012, having been very overextended relative to its rising 200-day moving average. And following that, it moved significantly lower, as I think you're probably well aware, but then gradually lost downside momentum and went into a ranging support building process and is now in a recovery mode, and the valuation is really reasonably competitive here at a little over 12 on the estimated price-earnings ratio. Now, have a look, as I say, at that, because we're going to see a less dramatic version of that, or we are in the process of seeing a less dramatic version of that, by many of the autonomy shares around the world. And those are the most important companies, certainly, in the world. And there are autonomies in most developed economies and also in some of the developing economies, with of course the United States having the lion's share of those autonomies. So where the problem is that we had such a good rally from that low, an important buying opportunity there in November of 2012, and that rally carried well into this year, and I think it was the biggest upside move of the bull market, which began really between 4Q 2008 and 1Q 2009. And so it pushed valuations considerably higher just around the time that the world was beginning to realize, or I should say the Fed was beginning to realize as well, that it wanted to wind down quantitative easing. And that is almost certainly going to happen over the medium term. And we will see some of these wonderful autonomy shares go into a lengthy period of partial pullback retracement to at least the MAs, and that's the moving averages, and probably somewhat below, and again extensive and somewhat choppy ranging. We're already seeing that, and I think it could continue for quite a lengthy period, as I've mentioned on a number of occasions. Now, that's, I say, not a bear market for those markets and shares, but it is a choppy environment, to emphasize that point. And if you're participating, you can either ride it out, I think, reasonably safely. But if you are active, you want to be buying on the weakness and lightening positions on the stronger rallies. And the other point, which is more short term, is the somewhat irresponsible drums of war coming from the USA, the UK, and France in response to Syria's chemical attacks. Now, those have gone quiet today as politicians are reminded of the unintended consequences. It's a something I've been writing about earlier this week on Tuesday and Wednesday yesterday. And what we could say here today in terms of market action generally is that fearing that attacks were imminent, investors went into a safety mode. They shorted positions and were piling into precious metals. And we've seen, so it's really a risk-off environment, to use the jargon. And today, as they've backed off, we're seeing a little bit of risk back on here. And this is reflected in the indices. And let me just tell you exactly what they've actually done. In the Asian indices, we saw some moderate rallies for Japan, also Hong Kong. The bigger rally looks like yes, it was India had one of the bigger rallies in here today, up to about 2.25%, and some of the beaten up ASEAN indices. Well, India was pretty beaten up as well, but ASEAN indices are stronger, up gains of over 1%, nearly 2% in Indonesia and the Philippines, which has been so volatile, 3.6% here. There wasn't much that went in the other direction, but China's mainland indices were slightly weaker. And in the European indices, looks like we have pretty much everything to the upside. Not big gains. Spanish MIB is probably the best at just under 1%, and the Swiss market actually declined a little bit in here today, but most stock markets firmer. Wall Street closed with very modest gains. It had opened stronger on the basis on really the general change in sentiment, but it lost a fair portion of those gains, although not the Nasdaq. The Nasdaq closed up 0.75 or 0.75% here today. And going against the general trend, Mexico is fraction lower. Now, in long-dated government bonds, yields have dipped here. And again, that's part of the risk perception change. The US dollar is US dollar index, I should say, is steadier. A number of those Asian currencies, by the way, that have been beaten up were a little bit firmer in here today. And some of those countries are raising interest rates. I think at least two of them. I think there were three. I can remember two. Indonesia and Brazil both raised their rates by 50 basis points today, their short-term rates. Now, again, in the risk-off category, we had some selling in precious metals, which have been overbought here recently following the very powerful rallies. So silver is currently down 54 cents. That's brought it back under $24, currently trading at 23, just below 23.90. Palladium down $10, 738. Platinum down 20. Gold less retracement in here today, but bullion is down just over $10 at 1407 and some change overall. Now, in currency markets, I mentioned the US dollar index. Well, I think I've covered that. Sorry, I don't want to repeat that. And lastly, in the commodity markets, now mostly to the downside here today, we had industrial metals lower, in addition to the precious metals, which I had just mentioned. Grains and beans, mostly a little bit lower. Crude oil, this is important because people had been putting on those long hedges in the oil market. So we're down about $2 for both WTI and Brent. That brings the WTI down to just above 108, $108, and the Brent is 114 and a half. Now, if it weren't for the rather tragic developments that we see in the Middle East, I do feel that we would see crude oil at least $10 lower. And on stock markets, well, the uncertainty over the quantitative easing will persist, of course, until we get that first meeting. I have said that on the basis of Mr. Bernanke's criteria, that a cut or a bit of tapering would not actually be justified, but we do know that there's big political pressure to actually begin some tapering, and people are worried about the consequences of these policies. So that uncertainty factor is going to certainly be with us. That will impede the upside for these stock markets, and we haven't heard the last in terms of what the people who are actually looking at the chemical warfare evidence in Syria. We haven't heard their conclusion yet. I'm talking about the United Nations, of course. So expect the choppy conditions to continue, but overall, I'll end with the point I made at the very beginning. This is not a bear market. Meanwhile, all the very best to, and the main reason for it not being a bear market is because we still do have this very positive monetary tailwind, although it'll become a little less positive in the not too distant future. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.